That's designed to destroy the separation of church and state in the Constitution of the United States. As it progresses, it is symbolically the raising up of the image of the beast. So, in the time period preceding the Sunday Law, we should expect to see, and we do, brothers and sisters, it's going on today, we should expect to see the legal challenges to the Constitution going forward that are destined to be the precedents that will tear the heart out of the Constitution of the United States, the heart of the Constitution being, of course, the symbolic wall of separation of church and state. The Great Controversy 443 says this: "But what is the image of the beast and how is it formed? The image is made by the two-horned beast, and it is an image to the beast. It is also called the image of the beast. Then to learn what the image is like and how it is formed, we must study the characteristics of the beast itself, the papacy. When the early church became corrupted by departing from the simplicity of the gospel and accepting heathen rites and customs, she lost the spirit and power of God, and in order to control the consciences of the people, she sought the support of secular power. The result was the papacy, a church that controlled the power of the state and employed it to further her own ends, especially for the punishment of heresy. In order for the United States to form an image of the beast, the religious power must so control the civil government that the authority of the state will also be employed by the church to accomplish her own ends." Great Controversy 573, 574. "In the movements now in progress in the United States to secure for the institutions and usages of the church the support of the state," and brothers and sisters, those movements are alive and well, "Protestants are following in the steps of papists. Nay, more, they are opening the door for the papacy to regain in Protestant America the supremacy which she lost in the old world. And that which gives greater significance to this movement is the fact that the principal object contemplated is the enforcement of Sunday observance, a custom which originated with Rome and which she claims is the sign of her authority. It is the spirit of the papacy, the spirit of conformity to worldly customs, the veneration for human traditions above the commandments of God, that is permeating the Protestant churches and leading them to do the same work of Sunday exaltation which the papacy has done before them. If the reader would understand the agencies to be employed in the soon coming contest, he has but to trace the record of the means which Rome employed for the same object in ages past." Brothers and sisters, Sister White then goes on to talk about how the Sunday laws were brought into the Roman Empire, and it just wasn't overnight. It was step by step, a little bit here, a little bit there. That is going on in the United States today. Whether the legal ramifications of where the abortion issue is going or the parochial school funding,